And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Recognize that from Scripture? I hope so. We, the American traditionalists, the constitutionalists, the religionists, seem to become every day a larger minority, even as the bright light of American exceptionalism, of the American dream, of full constitutional freedoms, that bright light seems to fade more into the darkness, more every day. Don't you think so? But even so, the bright light of faith, hope, and love shines all the brighter. Men and women who still believe and care and work and want to change back are that light, and they are willing, no matter the cost, to give their all for God and country. Are you one of them? I am. They are the new cultural pioneers who will work all the harder, knowing that the night is coming. These are the men and women of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The bright light of the gospel, true and simple, shines from every corner of this great organization, thanks to the unswerving Christian leadership of Franklin Graham, and Brother Will, and the committed Sister Ruth, and so many more, dozens and dozens of men and women committed, totally committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the bright light of the world, and to our great country. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Organization does one great job for the U.S. of A. And they are determined to bring revival to America and a return to strong morality and Christian commitment, God bless them. The word, spoken and written, goes everywhere because of them. It is a joy to watch and listen. This great organization is strong, unswerving, uncompromising, ready at all times to fight the fight of faith. The bright light of the gospel shines strong every day from the BGEA. And the founder, himself one of a kind, would be so very proud. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is a tremendous hope for America. God bless them. And even more blessings abound in America. The bright light shines. There is CAFO, C-A-F-O, the Christian Alliance for Orphans that unites more than 190 well-respected Christian organizations and over 720 churches, the primary purpose of which is to work together in shared initiatives that inspire and equip Christians for effective orphan care. CAFO, the Christian Alliance for Orphans, is also so very concerned with the preservation of the family, the traditional American family. This good organization knows that the family must work as a functional, loving unit for the benefit of society. It is the structure, the foundation of society, and the moral, spiritual, and intellectual health of the children of our society. CAFO works to make adoption happen, placing children without families in those family units where Christian love exists. I wonder how long they're going to exist with the way this secular society is going after these kinds of organizations. CAFO arranges where necessary for the very best of foster care. Whenever families begin to break down, CAFO helps the children to remain and strengthens the family unit. This good organization is driven by the biblical command to care for widows and orphans and to do the very best for them. God bless them. Keep that bright light shining, CAFO. Interestingly, African-American children are disproportionately represented in the American foster care system, as some 29% of these precious God-given children are such. Strong Christian leaders participate in CAFO, bringing hope in the form of a Christian family to those abandoned. What blessings to thousands upon thousands, and to our great country as the least of these are cared for. God bless you, CAFO. Your Christian light shines bright. Keep it strong. And then in darkening America comes the bright light of Mercy Ships. Oh, what a great organization. A ship sails round the world, port by port, country by country, providing desperately needed medical services to the poor and indigent of so many countries. This Mercy Ship providing medical mercies, comes completely staffed with extremely qualified medical personnel, the latest medical equipment, and supplies, and offers these loving services from the hands of caring Christians to the poor and homeless people everywhere, for no charge. Those with serious medical problems line up by the hundreds, waiting patiently for any opportunity to be treated. And the loving, healing hands of these physicians of mercy, agents indeed of the great physician, do for them what could never be done in any other way. With these medical treatments comes the message of the gospel, the bright light of the gospel, so that the messengers of the mercy ship deliver medical miracles and spiritual as well. The bright light of that ship goes into all the world, preaching that healing gospel, and the ever-creeping darkness gives way to healing hope. What a great, bright light Mercy Ships is. Do you know about them? Look into them. And then there is the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. The bright light of this great organization shines from an American conservative Christian nonprofit organization, and they are dedicated to preserving religious freedom and dealing with all the critical issues which affect that freedom today. ADF is also deeply concerned with the sanctity of life, aggressively pro-life, and anti-abortion at every turn, God bless them. This good organization protects and defends traditional marriage and the family. Many regard the ADF as the most organized and influential Christian legal interest group in the country. Do you know about them? Boy, you should. ADF possesses a strong budget, a very aggressive caseload, and works with a highly skilled and professional network of allied attorneys. This good organization was founded by Alan Sears, Dr. James Dobson, you know him, Larry Burkett, I hope you know him, and Bill Bright, and Dr. D. James Kennedy, all of them stalwart Christians, great defenders of the faith, and highly skilled experts in their various fields. This good organization has stayed true to its cause and its purposes, never backing down from its strong Christian beliefs, ready to defend anyone or any entity at any time when their fundamental freedoms, especially those of religion and speech, are attacked in this dark, secular society. You can know how well and strong ADF is, since the Southern Poverty Law Center, what an evil organization. A George Soros-funded hate and attack group, by the way. This organization regards the ADF as itself a hate group. Boy, as Christians and believers in freedom, we should be blessed indeed that a tremendous work like ADF shines its bright light on all things legal. Worthy are they of our prayers and support. And then there is another local bright light shining in the darkness. This bright light shines in the once dilapidated, depressed, and dangerous city of Detroit. This beacon of light and hope shines from the expert hands of one Lisa Johannan and her incredibly worthy organization, Central Detroit Christian, CDC. Scripture tells us, and her, that it is our duty to train up a child in the way he or she should go. Education of the young is a foremost priority of CDC. The organization farms. It provides spiritual comfort at every turn. It purchases and rehabs homes so that the homeless would have shelter. It takes deserted sections of Detroit and borns them again. Those homes become not only livable but desirable. Johannan and her able partners are always at work, putting all on the altar, shining the bright lights of rehabilitation, physically, materially, and spiritually, into the darkest areas of Detroit. They are an incredible example of giving back, serving and loving the Lord God with all their might. That is indeed an organization worthy of your prayer and support, CDC. How thrilling it is to know, as a Christian and patriot, that so much good is being done, that hope for life and life more abundantly can occur for the least of these in our very own Detroit, Michigan. And then there is child care worldwide, thank God for them. This organization hears the go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. But not only that, to care for the physical and human needs of needy people, providing housing, food, and medical supplies. And as such, life is made so much better for those who can't help themselves. The organization was started by the Venerable Max Lang, personal friend of ours and brother in the Lord. Max Lang gave his life for this great calling and spread the light of the world to the darkest places therein, serving the Lord he loved and blessing the country in which he lived. Oh, how thrilling to know that this organization, with such bright light, stands tall even as the darkness grows. And we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, have been partners with yet another great organization, Compassion International. Like Child Care Worldwide, Compassion International serves the needs, spiritual and physical, of tens of thousands the world over. Its mission is strong, and its purpose is sure. God has blessed their efforts, and the best for them and for the world is yet to come. What a joy to know, is it not, that there are so many men and women, so many organizations, which now hear the call as never before. Many are asked to lay their all on the altar, to work in dangerous ways, to risk life and limb for the glory of the gospel and for the good of mankind. They respond now today even more joyfully, thrilled at their calling, perhaps in the end days even more so, determined to shine all the more brightly as the darkness deepens. And where you live, there are organizations and individuals dedicated, committed, and willing to do whatever is required as God would lead and direct. Thank God for them. And how thankful we should be for them. They are a wall, a firewall against this spreading darkness. They are ready, these good men and women, to fight the fight of faith. And they do so not with weapons, nor with lie and deceit, nor from power, but with love and kindness, the greatest weapons of mankind. To be sure, they may lose battles here and there, but they will win the war, the spiritual war, as the spiritual promise so says. Pray for them, these great organizations, my fellow Americans and Christians. Pray for them, and where you can, support them. And watch for those, especially where you live, those organizations who are really doing so much to spread the bright light of the gospel and hope for mankind. Congratulate them. Encourage them. Help them. Offer time and services. Do what you can to make them more effective. Step up. Share in their ministry for God and country. You and they will be far better for it. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, are privileged to serve the great citizens of the cities of Birmingham, Alabama, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Buffalo, New York, Denver, Colorado, all of Southern California, San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon, among others. We are so extremely grateful that you listen, and I personally thank you for doing that. And we would be most pleased if you would reply to the Crawford Stand and tell us about the one single most effective organization where you live in your city which serves God and country. Would you do that for us? Would you identify that organization and those good people for us so that where we can acknowledge them and perhaps help support them? There are things we can do to help them. You know what happens where you live. We don't. You can help us understand better what works, the bright lights which shine in this new darkness. We would like to know what you know so that our radio ministries can be even more effective. Please send us that information, and we would be most grateful. Please reply, if you will, to the Crawford Stand. May God richly bless you and yours as we stand together, shoulder to shoulder, in our mission and calling for God and country.